Unlike Muammar Gaddafi, Syria's Bashar al-Assad is still in power. The protests against his regime continue, though, and so does the brutal repression of those protests. This week, the U.S. ambassador in Damascus attended the wake of one particular protester whose death has sparked outrage. The man's name is Ghiath Mater. He was 24 years old, an activist who was detained by Syrian authorities last week. He did not survive the detention. Liz Sly reported on Mater's death for The Washington Post. She is now in Beirut, Lebanon. Liz, this man lived in a suburb of Damascus. Tell us about his life and what he did that was so memorable during the protests.
Well, he was really just an ordinary guy who got caught up in these events. He had nothing to do with politics before the uprising began on March 15th. From what his friends and colleagues have told me, he very quickly threw himself into this protest movement, jumping in front of people, chanting, peaceful, peaceful. He was quickly wanted by the authorities. He dropped out of sight, went underground, went into hiding, but continued to organize protests, and was the one who came up with the idea of giving roses to soldiers and giving water bottles to soldiers as a way of demonstrating the commitment to nonviolent resistance that he believed the protest movement should embrace.
Yeah, and as you say, he would kind of repeat this mantra of peaceful, peaceful. He was the one who spread it throughout his own area where there was a considerable amount of activism. He was a tailor, but when he got involved in politics, he was keenly watched by Syrian authorities. There was a sting operation that I'd like you to describe for us. This is how he was apprehended.
Yes, there was another activist who he worked with very closely called Yahya Shabaji. He had a brother who was also in hiding, and somehow the authorities got to the brother. Yahya and Ghiath did not know this. They received a phone call from the brother on September the 6th, who told them that he had been shot and begged them to come and help him. They jumped in the car and went to do that, but they were apprehended by the authorities. It was basically a sting operation, and they'd set it up.
What happened then to Ghiath Mater?
Well, we know he disappeared into custody. There were some eyewitnesses' accounts that they tried to escape and the car was shot at. What we do know is that last Friday, the authorities came to the family's home and told them that they would have to sign a paper for the return of their son and that they had to agree to admit that armed gangs had killed him, which is the government's official version of events.
Do we know how he was killed?
It's not totally clear to me. A lot of everybody says he was tortured to death. He did have two bullet wounds in his body. It doesn't seem out of the question to me that he may simply have been shot in this chase when he was apprehended. But I looked at the video of his body. There did seem to be quite a lot of rather unpleasant markings on his body, which could have been from electric shocks. And there was some bruising around his throat. But I don't know if we'll ever know the exact cause of death.
As you make mention in your article in the Washington Post, he is certainly not the first person in detention, anti-government activist, to die in detention. There are many people, U.S. Ambassador Robert Ford among them, who showed up at his funeral. And then something happened after the ambassadors, after the diplomatic corps left. What was that?
Just moments after the ambassadors left, there were eight of them in all from Western countries. They got in their cars and the security forces stormed the tent where the wake was being held. They opened fire using live ammunition. They shot into the air. They used tear gas and they dispersed the mourners. And it seems pretty clear to me that it was because of the ambassador's visit that they did that.
What is the status right now of Washington's relations with Damascus and the state of what has been very high tension?
Well, I think it's fair to say that relations are extremely frosty. President Obama has called on Assad to step down and says he lacks legitimacy, which basically means that Washington does not recognize the Syrian government at all. However, they are keeping the U.S. ambassador there, which some people think sends a slightly ambivalent message, because if he has no legitimacy and shouldn't be there, why do we have an ambassador in the country? The administration's argument is that the U.S. ambassador can influence the behavior of the government by being there and also keep an eye on what's going on and stay in touch with the opposition.
Liz Sly of The Washington Post on the death of a key peace activist in Syria. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you.